This episode of WDW Today is brought to you by Off to Neverland Travel. They're going to make sure that you plan the perfect Walt Disney World vacation. They'll book your rooms. They'll help you out with tickets. Maybe they'll help you out with some dining. Who knows? They have so many things that they can do and plan perfect itineraries for your family. They're not just going to send you off on some, what do you call that, Will? Like a rabbit trail? Rabbit hole?
You're not going to go down Alice in Wonderland's rabbit hole.
You're going to have a, if you want it, they'll plan out your whole trip down to the second. It's really great. You need to get connected to one of their magic makers. That's what they call them, magic makers. Go to the website, gotoneverland.com. Make sure you use that domain, gotoneverland.com, because that tells them that you heard about them right here on WDW Today. And we're working with them for some special packages for some things that are coming up soon. So I suggest you get connected with the Magic Maker very soon.
Because all you got to do is pack.
That's what Will says. All you've got to do is just pack. Again, go to Neverland.com.
Give me a little intro there, Gomer.
Bringing the world to your world. This is WDW Today, coming to you from somewhere off property at the Laffo Graham Studios. Featuring Len Testa and the greatest band in podcasting, Off Kilter. Now here they are, Terry Weaver, the nature boy Will Haynes, and your host, Logan Seculo.
It's Wednesday, February 10th, 2016, and this is episode 1498 of WDW Today. Valentine's Day Woo! Coming up. Sorry, I wanted it to be a little bit more. A little bit more deep.
A little more saucy.
Oh, yeah. WDW. We're going to talk about date nights. We're going to be talking about weddings. We're going to be talking about bachelor parties.
Love.
Exciting and new.
Talking about love.
Come aboard. We're waiting for you. The love boat.
Here's a PSA for everyone. It just keeps getting worse every week, folks.
All right, I'm sorry. Now back. We're going to be actually talking, though. We are going to be talking things you could do at Disney World as a couple. As you can tell, it's three grown men here talking about this conversation. So it would have probably been helpful to bring in our wives and our wives and girlfriends, but that'd been bad. All right, I thought it'd be good to bring in our wives, but you know what? They're unavailable right now, and they couldn't be. So right now, it's just three of us talking Disney World, talking about love at Disney World. I was married at Walt Disney World. Will's been on dates. Terry's been on dates. Terry honeymooned at Walt Disney World.
Yeah. I was second man at Logan's wedding.
Will was second man. He was the best non-relative. I wish they gave you that. Like, you know, they get the matron. I mean, you don't get that in men. You don't get a best man and a best married man.
Yeah, we were both single at the time, too, though. So
true.
So it's still. I'm just second man.
Second man.
Second mic.
Playing second fiddle. Like I said, I got married there. We're also going to be joined again by Disneyland Jenny Secula later on, who had a magical romantic moment that just happened at Disneyland. We're going to have her tell that story just to get you in the mood for the holiday coming up.
What are the listener questions going to be about today?
Well, some of them are going to be about romance. Some of them are not. Some are going to be about DVC points, which some would say are romantic. Because I still don't understand them, much like I don't understand a woman. I don't understand how to redeem DVC points.
What is the best counter service if you're saving up for an engagement ring?
So, I did get married at Walt Disney World. A lot of people have asked for wedding tips. Some people actually have been emailing my wife about planning their wedding at Walt Disney World. Now, we did get married in 2008, so about 8 years ago now, so it's not exactly the freshest of information. But I have a feeling it's fairly similar. It was actually, if you're going to consider planning a Walt Disney World wedding, it was unbelievable. The service was great. There are positives and negatives. The negatives are largely on what you can do and can't do, what you can bring in, what you can't bring in. Usually you have to use their vendors, their people. It's very tightly knit. What we did was our wedding was at the wedding pavilion, and our reception was in the Great Movie Ride, which was awesome.
So does that mean that you arrived at the wedding pavilion in a horse-drawn carriage?
I did not.
Okay.
And I don't even think my wife did. No? We did drive away.
You didn't get to see her before the wedding.
Yeah, so I don't think so. We did drive away in like an old Rolls Royce, which I would not recommend. It was very uncomfortable. It visually looked great.
It was difficult to get both of you in there.
It was
kind of a back seat. But
then we drove from there to backstage to Hollywood Studios. When you rent out an attraction like that, it has to be after park hours. So we had an evening wedding. It was like 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. They think they let us in somewhere around there. And the attraction was closed. The whole park was closed. They lead you in backstage, which was awesome because you got great pictures out in front of the Chinese Theater with nobody around you. and then we got to enter. But everyone did have to use the bathroom over at, you know, whatever the American Idol thing is, where it was American Idol.
Yeah.
The theater, so everyone had to walk out and use that bathroom.
Wander your way out of the ride. Which we said on a previous episode, but I don't know if we made explicitly clear. Your reception was actually inside the Great Movie
inside the track of the ride.
So, like, they took the cars away.
Yeah, cars were gone, and basically, I didn't see the first three quarters of it. They led people through, right?
It was actually really cool. We walked through, and there was multiple rooms. Like, it was a almost like a progressive,
progressive dinner.
This was a progressive reception. So they walked us in, and I believe it was in the Wild West was the first room. We had, like, hors d'oeuvres and...
like a little three-piece, like, banjo band.
Yeah, there was a little banjo band. And then we got led through, and we walked through. We walked by Indiana Jones. We walked through, saw Alien, all that. Yeah. And then we met up with you and Amanda in the Wizard of Oz area.
And there was also an Italian area, remember, I think. Like a gangster area.
Yes, yes, there was.
It's been 8 years, folks. So
there was
a gangster,
area, which was a second. That was dinner. So there was hors d'oeuvres in the Wild West. There was dinner in the Italian area because it was Italian food.
Yeah.
And the waiters, I believe, were kind of like gangster dressed.
Yeah, I think they were gangsters, and like the characters. And what they did, they had made their plates and brought them to Oz. And we met you all at Oz.
We met
and
at Oz.
They did kind of the dessert in Oz.
Yes.
And then the rest
the cake
of the
reveal
reception.
Was there. The
so you had your entire
Glinda the Good Witch came
reception
out.
Without your the people who attended your wedding?
Well, no. Then after we met up for dessert and cake, like the cake was cut, we moved into the final room, which is the big like
the big black
room.
Box room, yeah.
And we had a DJ and dancing and other
tables
desserts
and stuff.
There, Logan's groom's cake was actually wedding cake snow cones, so those were in there. It was a lot of fun, but it was very cool because you progressed through the ride and
it was. I mean, I only really experienced from Oz forward, but it was we were able to kind of peek in and look because they make you. We went and did photos, and by the time you get there, just took time, and we can. I'm sure elaborate more on this kind of experience, but when you plan a Disney wedding, they really do handle everything for you. So you go usually to Franck's, like from Father of the Bride. I believe it's still Franck's over at the Wedding Pavilion, and they kind of do the whole thing. The first meeting is picking a date. Second meeting is food trial, and that's kind of it because they assume you're not going to come back. So you kind of work with them, via phone or online to kind of plan out the rest of your thing. And it is expensive. Like, I didn't pay for it, obviously, and our families covered the bill, so I can't really say exactly what it costs. They tell you when you're there, it's a pretty big financial commitment, so it's not for everyone, but they have lots of packages. You can start with just the wedding pavilion and then have a ballroom at a conference center. You could just skip the reception, hold it off property. You can do whatever you want. Now, something's changed, though, is it used to overlook the castle in some ways, but because of that, the wedding pavilion, because of the DVC resort, you don't really get that view anymore. So that's a little bit disappointing.
It's kind of the charm.
When I heard, one of my friends said they went, I think it was still while under construction, and they had put up pictures in the windows to make it look like, it was pretty. But it was a really great experience. I would do it again. But beyond that, it's, Disney World can be very romantic, even if you're not getting married, even if you're just going there on a date, or even if you're going there for your anniversary or your honeymoon.
You did say something earlier, Logan, that was, your information may be a little bit out of date. That is kind of the unfortunate thing about being someone that's experienced the wedding is that you kind of don't get to do it again.
Right, yeah. I'm not going back to check on current rates and plans.
So I had my second wedding. We planned it. It was just as stressful as the first
one. If Amanda gets her way in a year and a half, we'll be throwing a big party, which, hey, if you guys want to buy tickets to that,
we
will
can
do
it.
Then I can finance that. I'll re-rent out the Great Movie Ride if y'all are all in. It's going to be like a few $100s at least per person. And there's pretty small minimum of people that can actually fit in there. I think it was only a couple hundred people.
Yeah,
so
it wasn't
an anniversary
giant
podcast get together.
That's right. We'll do so February 23rd, 2018. That'll be our 10-year anniversary.
And I'm going to be either best man or efficient.
Yeah. You're efficient at a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm efficient.
You're efficient. You're a good
not
producer.
Efficient.
You're a good producer. You're a good friend. I'm just going to give you a list of positives.
You're a very efficient friend. You're not a good
That's
friend.
That's what you want to hear.
You're efficient.
Yeah. All right, Terry, you honeymooned at Walt Disney World.
We did. We honeymooned, and for some reason, our travel agent talked us into staying at the Caribbean Beach, which I wouldn't probably recommend on a honeymoon.
Nice conference center feel. A lot of suits.
No, the Caribbean beach doesn't.
I'm thinking of Coronado Springs.
Yeah,
I'm gonna get hate mail about that one.
I used just a regular travel agent. It really was before the Disney travel agent thing was even around, and so that's why we're excited to have the partners we have with this podcast as someone that can take care of those things.
Actually knows what they're doing.
So you don't have an experience.
So you're not staying in a horrible resort. What are some of your favorite things from that? What was it like honeymooning at Walt Disney World?
One of the things I loved was on the first night we were there, we had reservations at Artist Point, which is one of the deluxe dining.
Wilderness Lodge.
Wilderness Lodge. And it was pre-dining plan. And so I think we had
1978. Close enough. Magic Kingdom had just opened. Epcot, you could see they were constructing Spaceship Earth. The second monorail track, not quite ready.
Jeez.
No, I'm just kidding.
Roy Disney came to your honeymoon.
Yes, exactly.
To your honeymoon, which is
weird. That was really awkward.
I'm here to present you with this key to the resort.
Yeah.
You're the first people staying here at Caribbean Beach.
Sorry, go ahead.
So we got there, and that was kind of probably when I went from being a Disney, like, okay, I love Disney, to like, I'm a mega fan. We just had a great experience. We had, they knew it was our honeymoon. And I think it was probably the only thing our travel agent probably did right in that experience was let them know that we were there. And so we had, a special dessert, and they just made a really big deal out of it. And it was one of those memories that, we always kind of plan some special nights there just to remember just that, how fun that night was and how much, you know, you get married and, you know, everybody talks about, you know, the honeymoon, and it's like, you travel and you get there and, you know, you have this experience. And so when you finally arrive at the resort, for them to just roll out they literally did everything but roll out the red carpet, and it was a fun experience. But and we take almost all of our big anniversary trips on something Disney. We did our 5 year was our, I think the first time we went on the Disney cruise.
You've done countless cruises.
Nine, I think.
There you go.
If we're counting.
So almost two hands.
You know, the one thing I would, you know, since we are a travel podcast and we're here to give you advice, the one advice I would always let you know, if you're planning something romantic, let Disney know what you're planning. I've heard lots of people who Disney has gone out of their way to help and make engagements happen. You know, Disney goes out of their way to make those things special for you. And, you know, I would say to make sure that you let your travel agent take, if you do use a travel agent, if not, be sure you're making all your dining reservations, or if you're staying on the cruise line, put in the comments. And then for the fellas out there, go to the concierge and even take another step and say, hey, I just want to make sure this is in there. In fact, on our, I think it was our 10th anniversary, I used the, we were at a certain restaurant that I think someone else is going to mention it later on in the show. But we were at one of our favorite Disney restaurants that happens to be on top of a hotel on the top floor. And I knew Whispering Canyon. Yeah, not Whispering Canyon. And
I just want to get it real wrong. Like, you explained exactly what it is. Like, for the listeners, oh no, he thinks this guy knows nothing.
It's true though. It's true.
And we used the Disney florist, and my wife delivered a tiara on something special. Yeah. And
check that out. That's actually a great tip, is to check out that florist, because I've done, I think I did one that was like a glass slipper, and they have birthday and Halloween stuff, whatever you want. I'll pull up the website, so we have the exact website you can go to while Tara keeps talking.
Yeah, and they will literally just about do anything within reason that you ask them to do if you want to deliver something special or a memory, or
if you got the money, they'll make it happen.
Yeah, and it's not even about the money. If you order like flowers and say, "Hey, I want you to deliver this ring or this," you know, they'll really go out of their way. And I've seen friends that have had princesses involved in engagements, and you know,
yeah, if you can kind of come up with anything, they'll help you book it. Disney, it's actually DisneyFloralAndGifts.com. And speaking of the characters, that made me think of this. That was one of the options when you get married, is Mickey and Minnie can be in your wedding. They can be part of your bridal party. They were not for us. We decided we're going to keep it one step reverent, at least during the wedding, and not have the characters. But it'd be awesome. One big perk you got, and I don't know if you still do, so I can't confirm, is when we got our wedding, they gave you annual passes. So you got a gift thing, I got a watch, I think Amanda got something else, but then they gave you annual passes starting on
Was it Mickey Mouse band. Watch hands?
Yeah, classic. Yeah. It was kind of like that. I think it was like silver. And it was really great. We actually, you know, most people get married. The next day they go on their honeymoon. What we did was the next day all of our friends got back together and we went to Hollywood Studios for the day. Then the next day we left for our honeymoon in Las Vegas. So it was a completely different experience. So, Will, you didn't get married there. You didn't have your honeymoon there because, you know, you're not special.
I have gone on a date with you there, though.
Yeah, we've gone on many mandates. That's what we call them, mandates, throughout Walt Disney World. Some of them at the most romantic locations in Walt Disney World.
I would say that I find nothing wrong with you and a buddy going to get a meal. You know, not everyone has someone on Valentine's Day. So going to some of these spots on Valentine's Day may be not the best choice because they're probably slammed.
And expensive, yeah.
And expensive. But, I mean, if you guys just want to go, a couple guys want to go get a nice dinner, I got no problem with that. But I would recommend if you want a romantic...
Or a couple girls.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
couple
what I mean.
Guys, couple girls.
Couple pals.
Couple people. Yeah. No, I meant like you could go with friends.
Equal opportunity podcast.
You can go on a friend date.
Yeah, friend dates are fun. There's a lot of fun, nice restaurants, as you know. I would just say one of my favorites for a romantic spot, California Grill.
Yeah,
you can go have a great dinner, really good wine selection, and if you're lucky, you'll be sitting there on your date, chatting with your pal, sitting across from you, out of the corner of your eye, you realize there's a man down there on a date. It's a romantic evening. But wait, that man has a monkey puppet sitting on his side of the table. They're sitting there asking her questions. They're having convo. We summon our waiter over, and we say, what's the deal? What's that going on down there? What we think's going on down there?
Is there a puppet monkey having dinner?
And he says, yes, that was a party of three on the reservation. And the monkey ordered the chicken. It ordered an entree. And then later we were informed by the waiter they all had ordered dessert. The monkey ordered off menu, requested a banana split.
Oh, how stereotypical. Yeah. This is a true story.
This is real.
This was about 11 o'clock at night, late night. It was like right before they closed. Will and I got, it was right after they did the big refurb. Will and I went up there and...
had the bone marrow, had a good steak.
Yeah.
Had dinner with the
I was checking in with you guys.
They got rid of the bone marrow.
Because I really just wanted to know how the remodel of California Grill had went.
Yeah.
And I got way more than I bargained for because I literally got a play-by-play of this.
It was a bizarre evening. Will and I having beyond that.
One of the best nights of my life.
Yeah.
It was so romantic seeing that monkey,
eating a banana split.
Yeah, beyond the monkey, it is actually a great spot. You can watch the fireworks. It's expensive as anything probably on property other than Victoria and Albert's, but it's well worth it if you want really – it's one of the few – and now this isn't to bash any of the deluxe restaurants, but I'd say out of the deluxe restaurants, there's like a handful that I would consider like this is legitimate fine dining that you would find at a fine dining establishment elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Where Artist Point is good – and it's very much they're one of their higher, but it doesn't have that appeal of like this is a luxury restaurant.
You're going to talk about afterwards.
Yeah, it's the just decor, everything that's set up. It's just a really great experience. And who knows, you may run into a puppet monkey, you may not, and you know what, it'll be okay.
Regardless, it's going to be the most romantic night of your life.
Now you know if you're getting married, if you're going on your honeymoon, or if you'd like to experience the strangest night of your life. It's all romantic.
Now, so as far as like other romantic things, obviously the wishes.
Yeah,
you know,
fireworks.
Standing there watching the fireworks.
Shows. I like, you know what? I like the idea of stuff like La Nuba.
Yeah.
And things that are not necessarily as usual that are very, like, I mean, Cirque can be very, I mean, the Cirque, Disney Cirque is not necessarily as adult themed.
Cirque-y.
But it's still very nice. There's obviously the, you know, movies and those kind of options or even just walks. There's a lot of great places to walk around. The Boardwalk, I would say, is a great place
to
take a date.
Was it Jelly Rolls? The Dueling Piano Bar? There you go. That's another great place.
I think
Dueling
for the
Piano
ladies,
Bar is like
a bachelorette party.
Speaking
of which, let's talk bachelor and bachelorette parties for a little bit. We're not talking about just romance. Let's talk about this. My wife, I don't even know what she did on her bachelorette party because I'm sure it was crazy. But I know they did.
Whatever happens at Disney stays.
They did
Disney.
They did the tea party at Grand Floridian where you could have, you know, I don't think it was with princesses. I think it was just like straight up
the high tea.
High tea. They said they loved that. It was great. It was all the bridesmaids. And then Will and I and our group of guys all went out to...
We went to House of Blues.
House of Blues.
And
we
saw
No
punk band NOFX. And then we...
Which did take you out of being at Disney World in a great way. It actually did feel like a bachelor party because we're at a punk rock concert, in a mosh pit, screaming, sweating. It definitely was probably one of the few options of staying in the area and feeling like you could still kind of have that bachelor party atmosphere.
And Logan's brother was kind enough to get a stretch Hummer for the
red flames on the side.
Yeah.
I believe.
it was pretty crazy, uh-huh. which was like perfect for the bachelor party. Uh-huh. And then after what we thought about going out somewhere and ended up just kind of having the guy drive us around, went to the Hess station what do they call them?
Friel shakes.
Yeah, it's where you get the milkshake out of the
At the time
cooler,
it was the latest technology.
We loved it. We loved the Friel.
That was before you could get them everywhere.
We drove around eating milkshakes in a Hummer and got dropped off back later.
You know what's not on Disney property anymore? What? The Hess stations.
They closed it down?
They're now something else.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Which
basically Logan's entire wedding is going the way of the buffalo.
The wedding pavilion changed.
Yeah, pavilion changed. Can't go to the Hess station. NOFX isn't playing there every night. Not that they ever were, but you can't just go see them at House Blues.
No, you can't go see, you can go see our band Off Kilter. I'm sure they play there from time to time. Yeah. American Martian, which was formerly Mulch, Sweat, and Shears. They play there quite a bit. But, so we've covered bachelor parties. To summarize, there's a lot of great options for romance or lack of romance at Walt Disney World. And so our big suggestions are check out the Disney floral and gifts. Definitely reach out to your travel agent. Reach out to our friends at Off to Neverland. They can help you out with planning a lot of this as well.
I would not have had the experiences that I had negatively if I had used Off to Neverland.
I'm sure. So Off to Neverland, they'll help you with it, but also direct the Disney florist is great. California Grill, top notch. Disney weddings, totally for it. To wrap up our most romantic episode, clearly, because we've talked about puppet monkeys, mandates, bachelor parties. But of course, our most romantic episode, we have to check in with our correspondent, Disneyland Jen, Jenny Sekulow, who just had an experience like none other. You got all the answers. Tell me what you want. You know, I got contacted a few weeks back by an author of a new book called Capturing the Magic. And he said, I want to send you a copy. I want to hear what your thoughts were. And I fell in love with this book. I told him, we got to partner with you because our audience has to know about this. The book is called Capturing the Magic. And it is a stunning visual journey through Walt Disney World. Beautiful photos, not just your stock stuff you've seen. Beautiful, amazing photography. And also little blurbs about each attraction. It's a big coffee table size book. Really a great piece to have. It really transports you right into the park. My son and I just recently went through it. We're about to go back to Walt Disney World. And he hasn't been in about a year, and he's only 3. And we were able to go through, talk about each attraction. It's not a travel guide. It is really an art piece. It's beautiful. I mean, I don't even know how to explain this. It is an unbelievable book. And again, it's called Capturing the Magic. So go check them out. You can go to capturing-the-magic.com. You can buy the book right there or search for it on Amazon, and we'll make sure we also are going to link to it on our website as well. Capturing the Magic, a beautiful journey through Walt Disney World. All right, we teased it last week. We talked about it a little bit earlier. You were talking romance at the Disney parks. Like I said, I got married there. Terry had his honeymoon there. Will and I have been on many mandates together there. But overall, something special just happened to our correspondent, Disneyland Jen. The Wonderful World of Jen. Everything Jen. Jen Sekulow. You can find her on all her social medias at... social medias, that's what people say, right? That's something.
That's what all the kids are saying.
Yeah, that's what the kids are saying. At Disneyland Jen. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
Well, we're excited for you, as well as excited just to, I'm not even going to spoil it. So why don't you start from the beginning, tell a story. I was with you the day before, had no idea this was happening, and I knew you were going out to Disneyland. You said, hey, I'm going to go check out the closures. We covered those last week. So lead us through this story of romance.
Yeah, so my boyfriend and I decided that we were going to go to Disneyland. We both had off work, so... we thought, why not go to the park? And so he had told me before we had gone that his mom wanted to get a new photo of us in front of the castle because we had taken one before, but it was, you know, a few months ago, and we didn't get the actual, you know, photo pass from Disney. So we thought that would be fun. And the app for Disneyland actually just had added a new photo pass feature, so we thought we'd try it out. So we were looking around. We had just gotten tickets for Hyperspace Mountain, so we were really excited, ready to get our day going. And then we went to the castle, and I was the one actually that pointed out. I was like, oh, one of the photo pass photographers are there. Let's go get it done while we're thinking about it. And lo and behold, I'm ready to take the photo. I see my boyfriend kind of say something to the photographer, so I just thought it was nothing. I thought he was trying to make sure the photo pass was ready to go. And a couple photos in, all of a sudden he drops down to one knee and asked me to marry him. So yay. Now I have an engagement story at Disneyland.
So what did you say? Oh. Yes or no?
Of course I said yes.
Great.
The worst way to end the podcast. I said no. Okay. And now Disney has obviously been, you know, you were on the show last week and it's been a part of your life for a while, but it's also your now fiance and his family, I know, have a deep appreciation. Love your mother-in-law to be, I guess, didn't just ask for a picture in front of the castle because she just wants a good picture of you guys. They are also pretty hardcore fans.
Yeah, no, they're actually right now as we're speaking, they're at Disney World right now. His parents are for a week. So they've been going to Disney, I think, since the boys were two, because he has a brother. So they've been going every year since the boys were two. They're members of the Disney Vacation Club. They've taken me several times to go. And so it's so great knowing I'm going to be marrying into a family that can understand my love and appreciation for all things Disney.
Here's the real question everyone wants to know, though, out of this story. How well did the PhotoPass app work out for you?
Okay, it was so sad because we were so excited to use this brand new app. Like, it literally had updated that morning. So we were like, oh, we're going to be like the first ones to use it. It's going to be great. And we get to the guy and he goes, actually, we tested it out this morning and the app doesn't work yet. So I'm still going to have to give you the little card.
So, oh, no. So you're going to have to go back to give us the review of the app.
And that ruined your day.
Yeah. Like, this is worthless.
You guys had quite the whirlwind days. We went a couple nights before. We've talked about the Magic Castle here on the podcast. We went to the Magic Castle, had a great evening. The next day, we spent the day at the Dick Van Dyke residence with him. And then it ended with you getting engaged at Disneyland. That is quite a magical few days.
It was a whirlwind. It was a whirlwind.
Earlier on the show, we were talking about favorite places at Walt Disney World for dinner and dates and romantic moments. Do you have a place at Disneyland where you guys like to have a date night?
We've explored more downtown food options because we found Disneyland has some great like lunch options, but dinner is a little bit harder. There's not as many, you know, unless you're willing to pay a lot of more money, there's really not as many upscale. But for the night that we actually got engaged, we checked out the Carthay Circle restaurant in Disney California Adventure, which is based on the Carthay Circle Theater where Snow White was premiered. And that was, I think, the best meal we have ever had at a Disney dining between Walt Disney World and Disneyland.
The chef that was at Napa Rose is now the executive chef over Napa Rose.
And Carthay Circle?
And Carthay Circle, okay. And Club 33. In the park, I think you made an excellent choice. That's probably the most romantic, and it has that old world.
I would have suggested you went and got the macaroni and cheese in a cone at Cars Land, because that's the most romantic thing you can eat.
We debated. Cars Land was on the list of places we could go.
Cars was the short list.
Yeah.
Because you could get that old gas can beer.
Yeah, Ben almost proposed in front of Luigi's, whatever it is now, not open yet. All right, well, that is a great story. And you know, maybe we'll post a picture if you approve on our Facebook pages and stuff. And hopefully people will share the love. Make sure you follow everything that goes on in the wonderful world of Jen at Disneyland Jen on Twitter. Thank you so much. Any parting words for the hopeless romantic Disney fan for this special Valentine's Day episode?
If you're going to do anything at Disney, just know what they love and make it their dream come true.
Well, you couldn't say it any better than that. Well, thank you so much.
Don't have all the questions. You got all the answers. Well, guys, this is Terry. I'm here with the one and only Lynn Testa. And we are doing a listener questions without Logan and Will because I don't know what they're out doing. I think they're planning their next mandate at California Grill. But I'm talking with Lynn. We've got some amazing questions to talk about to go with our episode today, all about romance in the parks and dates in the park. And at the end of this, Lynn and I have an announcement for you guys. So definitely stay tuned to the end. Lynn, how are you today?
I'm good, Terry. How's it going?
Yeah. You've just come back from one of your fun trips to the world and have experienced things that we will definitely be talking about in a future episode. We will save them for another day because they're mind-blowing.
Thanks.
I want to dive right into our listener questions today. And Patrick asks, what happens on Valentine's Day in each of the parks in Orlando to celebrate Valentine's Day? Are there any special events, shows, or table service meals?
There's not a lot in Orlando. You might get the occasional special menu at one of the high-end places, like especially at the Grand Floridian, like Narcoossee's or Citrico's. They might do a dessert or an appetizer, you know, scallops for two or something like that. Victoria and Albert's might do something as well. But generally speaking, if you look at what happened in Valentine's Day in Walt Disney World last year, it was really confined to cupcakes in counter service restaurants in the parks. And so, you know, you'll get stuff with red and pink hearts sprinkled on top of cupcakes. You'll get Lady and the Tramp themed cupcakes, things like that. Really not a whole lot for Valentine's Day.
Yeah. In fact, if you do go to one of those deluxe dining locations and you're a Florida resident or a pass holder and you go to use your Tables in Wonderland card, you'll discover that on Valentine's Day, you don't even get to use that. So yeah, there's that.
Yeah. Also, you know, they actually do special menus for Mother's Day and for Thanksgiving, I believe. But Valentine's Day, amazingly, is not one of them, which is mildly surprising. The Disney Springs restaurants might do something themselves because they have a little bit more leeway in terms of management, but it's not a big event.
Maybe the Baked Alaska could become a flaming heart that night or something.
It's if you let it burn long enough.
Boathouse, if you're listening.
Yeah.
The thing that I've experienced, my wife and I, we've been there for Valentine's Day. It was our last night. We were thinking, we'll come home on the 15th because it's Valentine's Day. Let's spend Valentine's Day in Orlando and go to our, you know, favorite restaurants. And we did. And it was like, well, there was nothing special other than they said Happy Valentine's Day. And I think they might have given her a tulip, you know. So there's that. So Nick asks a question that I think might be the easiest question that has ever come in the history of this show. It's definitely in the new cast, but I think even in the all 1,490 something shows, this might be the easiest question to ever answer in history. Nick C, I'm not even going to attempt his last name, ask, is a better honeymoon a 7-night Eastern or Western Disney Caribbean cruise or 7-night stay at a moderate resort at the parks?
7-night Eastern or Western Caribbean or 7-night at a moderate resort.
Better honeymoon.
For a honeymoon. Yeah, this is the easiest question we'll ever get. So I'm going with a 7-night Eastern on the Fantasy.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's my favorite ship. I think the restaurants are excellent. I think the bars are excellent. I think the service is excellent. But also that's my favorite itinerary as well, because you get St. Martin, which is half Dutch, half French, and you get St. Thomas. And in St. Thomas, I think the thing that you should do, Nick, is take your new bride over to St. John's. It's about a 40-minute ferry ride, but you've each way, and it's about $25 or $30 per person. But the thing is, there are probably like 50 or 100 people on St. John, and most of them are there to sell you drinks and staff the restaurant. There will be virtually no one on the beaches. You'll have the place almost to yourself. So if you're looking for, you know, quiet, secluded, romantic, Caribbean island, can't get any better than St. John. Yeah,
and I think the boat, I mean, there's so much, you know, with the champagne bar, all the adult only areas, Palo, Cove Cafe. There's just so much to do that when you're on your honeymoon. And, you know, when you board, I would definitely be sure and let customer service know, or you know, let your travel agent know before you get there, hey, this is our honeymoon, and Disney will definitely do some extra special things from you. I would agree that the Eastern is definitely my favorite itinerary.
Yeah,
I prefer it when it goes to San Juan and St. Thomas. But it only does that like maybe 8 itineraries a year, like 2 months. It seems like they're only doing that one. But we try to avoid the other itinerary just because the Mexico ports have gone the way of Nassau, it seems, as of late. So
it's true. I'm actually mildly surprised that that Disney's still going to the Mexican ports and Nassau, because I think there's nothing of merit there.
So I've got some rapid fire questions.
Oh man. All right.
And
good.
This, I love these kind of, we'll just try to answer them as quick as we possibly can.
Okay.
John wants to know your favorite, our favorite romantic animated feature. I'll go first. Lady and the Tramp.
I'll go with Up.
Ah, well done, sir.
We both had good choices.
Yeah, I love that internet meme that I don't know if you've seen it that says that the first 10 minutes of Up are better than the entire Twilight trilogy for as far as romance. So
I like the Twilight trilogy. I read the books. I saw all the movies. I really liked. And there's a reason I thought.
Lynn, maybe one of your powers is that you're a vampire. So
I thought Kristen Stewart was. She looked exactly like what I had Bella looking like in my head. I was so happy with the casting. I know. In my spare time, I'm a 13-year-old girl.
For Valentine's Day restaurants, best counter service.
Best. Yeah, it depends. I like Tangerine Cafe.
I was going to say the same thing.
I know, right? I like that. And while we're in Epcot, there's nothing wrong with the Valentine's Day tequila over at La Cava.
That's not a counter service. You can't use the meal.
It's a bar. It's close
yet.
Enough. Come on. Where else is good counter service? I mean, Be Our Guest, you know, in the Magic Kingdom is good. You know, what's also very highly rated, and I say this every time someone asks, Columbia Harbor House is very good, especially the upstairs, which is sort of.
I would say for romance, I would say the Be Our Guest. If you can go during lunch, sometimes depending on capacity, if you can sit in the Rose Room.
Mm.
During the lunch hour, sometimes it's open, sometimes it's not.
Yeah.
And sit back there. I would say that's probably one of the more romantic places. I can't think of any counters at the studios that are romantic.
Nothing. I think really there's nothing in the studios.
Now I would say at Animal Kingdom, if you go to Flame Tree Barbecue, and there's nothing more romantic than a rib, and get a view sitting on the water. I think you know that's not a bad way to go. And Flame Tree is probably one of my favorite counters too. Your favorite sit down. Not high end. Just your one dining plan.
One dining plan. Oh man, it's tough. So if you hadn't said that, I would
romance.
All right. So I like it's two. I know, but Brown Derby, Hollywood Brown Derby.
Yeah,
is great. I like Chico, Narcoossee's.
I'm trying to think for a date. Yeah, we've all answered for deluxe, so we won't even have to ask you that question. Man, I'm trying to rack my brain for.
You know, Artist Point is too. You know, there aren't many. I mean, where would you go for one? Nothing in the parks, I don't think.
I would say, and I think this is great advice, and we just did it on our last trip. There are ways to experience things that might be considerably out of your budget at Disney without actually playing by the rules, per se. Say you're on the meal plan, and you've got just the standard meal plan, but you love Le Cellier, but you don't want to spend the 2 credits. So what my wife and I will frequently do is we will go and have appetizers there just out of pocket. We will go and have the beer cheese soup, you know, as long as it's not 1,000 degrees outside, mm-hmm. is awesome. And the poutine and maybe one of their seafood appetizers and go and spend like $35 there.
I think that's a great idea. In fact, I tell people all the time, the best thing on many of these menus is appetizers and desserts.
Yes, which is one of the reasons why we rarely get the if we're going to get a meal plan,
we're
going to get the deluxe because the appetizer is most of the time. You know, the same thing with California Grill. If you know, you don't want to go and spend, you know, you can go and have their flatbreads and sushi. You know, that might be a nice light. And then go have, you know, go walk across the way to the Magic Kingdom and have a Dole Whip for dessert. That's pretty romantic.
I think so. In fact, if Disney is smart, they actually would do something like this on a dining plan. It's like so you could have a counter service breakfast, counter service lunch, and then like 2 appetizers and a dessert each. Dinner dining plan somewhere. I think that would a lot of people would do that.
Susan asks, what is the best resort for a romantic couples trip?
You know, and I've told people this, so I think you can find romance anywhere. I fell in love with Laurel when we were walking. We walked along the route between all of the all-star resorts. And that was one of the most memorable romantic nights I've ever had. So I think
if you can fall in love at All Star,
anyone can fall in love anywhere.
In fact, I remember getting out on like one of the little water sprites by myself and kind of having one of those like moments alone when I think I was like 17 or 18. It was a family trip and I was like, I got to get away from the family. I'm going to do something on my own. And I remember getting and driving into the boats and kind of having that moment over on Bay Lake and kind of looking at the Wilderness Lodge and going, one day I will spend time with my future wife, whoever she is. And I kind of wrote a little note to her there and, you know, you know, like to my future wife. And yeah, I mean, I think,
yeah,
I think, you know, Disney sort of kind of makes you think those romantic thoughts anyways. It's kind of a place where you sort of, you know, start thinking those things. And it's one of the most popular, if not the most popular, honeymoon destination.
Oh, yeah.
And so, but I would think, you know, I love the Port Orleans resorts.
Yep.
For romance and a value, and a lot of times you're not wanting to spend. I would highly recommend those. And then, you know, you can't go wrong with the monorail resorts. I love Wilderness Lodge.
Yeah.
And I think maybe for a honeymoon, I might suggest Animal Kingdom Lodge, because it's almost like you're getting two trips for one.
Yeah, you got the animals, you've got the highly themed hotel, you've got great restaurants too.
Yes.
Yeah, that's actually a good choice. The thing you want is to be able to take a, you know, quiet romantic evening stroll. And pretty much every Disney resort you can do that, with the possible exception of the Contemporary, where you're either walking backstage or over to the Magic Kingdom,
or you're going to get run over by the monorail.
Yeah, one or the other. So you
don't
know,
try.
So, not there.
I guess if you go out the backside onto Bay Lake, there's some trails back there, I think.
Can you get? That's a hike though, man. Yeah, you can go to Wilderness Lodge, but it's way easier to go Fort Wilderness to Wilderness Lodge and back.
Yeah,
than it is.
You'd be better just to swim and then walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Which I wouldn't recommend putting a toe in that water though.
No, the brain eating amoeba are there.
So, favorite Disney couple?
Jack Sparrow and Elizabeth Swan.
Oh, nice. I'm gonna go Mouse here. Mickey and Minnie, can't go wrong.
Yeah, it's always the classics.
Best couples only activity. Besides walking.
Best couples only activity. You know, the couples massages at Senses Spa at the Grand Floridian are really good. That's a great spa. Excellent service. Reasonable rates. We have it rated in the unofficial guide as the best spa in the Orlando area. And there's quite a bit of competition there. That's always fun to do. And if you're kind of squeaky about other people touching you, you can always do, you know, haircut, manicure, pedicure, stuff like that. Or even get the sauna package.
I would say go all out for a fireworks cruise. That's on my Disney bucket list. I want to do that at some point. So if you're looking for leave the kids at home, go out on a fireworks cruise, either at the Magic Kingdom or at Epcot. That would be my couples only. I have got great news for you. Not only are we still going to include a few listener questions at the end of every show, starting here in a week or so, we are going to have a listener questions only standalone episode twice a month. What do you think about that, Lynn?
I am super excited about it.
You get to show us your Lynn Powers. You get to, I love that we own LynnPowers.com now. Best thing ever.
That's kind of fantastic.
I feel like it might be time for an action figure. Logan, if you're listening, it's time for the action figure.
The Lynn Powers action figure. If you could, I'm just saying. In a cool mask.
Very cool. Thanks for dropping some wisdom today. And how can people get in touch with you?
You can follow me on Twitter at Lantesta or on touringplans.com on the blog.
And thank you guys for joining us today. I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Lantesta.
Special thanks to everyone involved in today's show. Thanks to Terry Weaver and Lynn Testa for taking over listener questions today. And as you may have heard on there, we're expanding listener questions to twice a month, an additional episode you're going to get of just listener questions. This will be great. Kind of like they used to do back in the old show, but we're going to focus, give you some focus time just to get your questions answered.
And I'm really excited about that too, because I personally love hearing from Lynn and all the knowledge he has over at Touring Plans. You cannot beat his knowledge.
No, he knows everything, and that's great. And so you'll be able to get more from Lynn, more from us. There'll still be listener questions within these episodes, but you know they may be a little bit scaled down, and you're going to get these big, extra full-length episodes of just listener questions. And that's going to do it, though, for today's broadcast. And Terry's not here, so I'll just say, I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And that was Terry Weaver over there, and that was Lynn Testa. And special thanks, obviously, to Off to Neverland, our travel partner. And you want to get with them because we're going to have some big announcements coming up in the next few weeks, and they're going to have some exclusive opportunities you're only going to be able to do through Off to Neverland. So get connected with the Magic Maker. They won't even know yet what these things are. So get connected, though. They'll help you plan your next Walt Disney World vacation. They're just great people. They have hearts of gold. They're not just Disney fans. They are Disney experts. Go to Neverland.com. Remember that domain. Go to Neverland.com.
And folks, if you're enjoying listening to us here at WDW Today, why don't you take a second, go to iTunes and give us a rating. Let us know how we're doing. We're glad to be here doing this for you and continuing the legacy that Mike, Matt, and Lynn started for us. We just hope that we can keep getting better and keep bringing you the magic on a weekly basis.
You can send your feedback and your questions to questions@wdwtoday.com or tweet us, email us, send us a Facebook message. I respond to pretty much each and everything I get. As long as it's not just horribly mean, I will respond and reach back out to you.
All right, take it away, off kilter.
We'll talk to you next week.